Hello, my name is Brad. We are Grace Teaching today. We're talking about living the Christ life and how is that going to be possible. So let's go right on through it. You know, mankind was created by God to live dependent upon his creator, not independent from his creator. You know, whenever we refuse to live dependent upon Christ, we're going to be forced to depend upon something or someone else for meaning and purpose in life. Remember, meaning to life is just, who am I? You know, so in Christ, we're children of God, for an example. Purpose to life, those who are led by the Spirit are children of God, you see. And so really, that's the way we were created, to live dependent upon our Creator, not independent of Him. And so Jesus gave the disciples and us a need for dependency on Him now. Remember, the death, burial, and resurrection is the new covenant. Jesus died for us so He could give His life to us, so He could express and transmit His life through us. So we're going to participate with Him on this, folks. It's where we're going to yield and just get out of the way, so to speak. It's it's a practice, it's a faith walk. This new covenant is a faith walk. Remember, whoever's joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. And so we're going to look to the Holy Spirit, of course, to teach us how to live from the life of Christ and to live the Christ life. It's not something we do for Him. It's something He does through us. And so that's what grace is about. But like I was saying, in John 15:4-5, Jesus gave the need for dependency on Him when He said, "Remain in Me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit unless you remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in Me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remain in Me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. For apart from Me, you can do nothing." Now keep in mind, He's referring to us, His followers, as branches. And so remember, a branch is in a vine, and the vine life is now in the branch. And so that's Christ. He is the vine. And so we're going to live from His life-giving Spirit to bear His character. And that's what He's talking about when He says, apart from Me, you can do nothing. Now, there's a lot of Christian ministries out there that are doing a lot of things apart from Jesus. But remember, to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is the character of Christ, it's only going to come through dependency on Him. And remember what the character of Christ was. It was Galatians 5:22, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Also, we see the fruit of light, which consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And so remember, this is the light of the character of Christ. And God is the initiator in this. We're just the responders. For an example, to all who received Him, to them who believed in His name, God gave us the right to be called children of God. So as children of God, we have to see that we love our Father because He loved us first. And it's because of His unconditional love, it gives us, that is the catalyst for change. We've often heard, you know, it's the love of God that's catalyst for change in the believer's life. And so when we get a hold of this, we're going to want to go to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit questions like, how do I please the Father? And this is one of the things the Holy Spirit will do, is teach us. Remember, the Holy Spirit is in us to teach us everything we need to know. But the Holy Spirit will teach us how to live from the life-giving Spirit of Christ to bear His character, because this is what pleases the Father. But remember, He changes our I have to, I want to. So we love Him because He loves us first. And to love the Father is really just to want to please Him as His children. But remember, the Christ life, to live the Christ life, is not to live for Christ, it's to live from the life-giving Spirit of Christ. So remember, we're the responders in God's love. First of all, this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away all of our sins. You see? And so this is how God shows His love for the whole world. He loved us. That's why He gave His Son. And so it's really important to get that. Okay. And when He came to remove sins. So let's remember the bigness of our God, not the size of our faith. You know, we hear the scripture where Jesus said, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Well, remember Moses when he was facing the Red Sea? It wasn't his faith that moved that Red Sea apart, was it? No, he believed that God could do it, but that was the bigness of his faith. So let's remember, it was the bigness of our God. It was the size of our God that split that Red Sea in half, you see, so they could go across. And so is it with our Father. Remember, God is the creator and the initiator of all things. Man is the responder to all God has created and initiated. Okay? And so when we think about Christ's example of living dependent, Jesus said this. He says, I do nothing unless the Father tells me to do it. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing of himself. He can do only what he sees the Father doing. You notice the dependency there? And so Jesus was living 100% dependent on the Father when he says, I say nothing unless the Father tells me to say it. He also says, the Father who sent me commands me what to say and how to say it. You see, and so he's giving us and the disciples an example of how to live dependent on him under grace through the way he lived dependent on the Father before the cross in the Old Covenant. Remember, before the cross is Old Covenant. Jesus had two earthly ministries before his third ministry, which is the New Covenant ministry. Okay, in John 14, verse 10 and 11 says, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves. You see. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. And so what we want to get here, folks, we want to see how dependent he was on the Father. Okay, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does, Jesus said. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. My judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. That's in John chapter 5, verse 19 through 30. Now keep in mind now, when Jesus is down on his knees, humbly writing in the dirt, in the sand, and the Pharisees bring the woman who was caught in the act of adultery, and they said to Jesus, our law, or God's law, says that we are to stone her to death. What do you say we are to do? Now, keep in mind, Jesus was living dependent on the Father, and he's going to hear the Father whisper in a still, small voice in his thoughts. And when Jesus hears this, he's going to speak it. And when he speaks it, everyone's going to drop their rocks and walk away. Okay? And so this is the voice he heard. He who is without sin, may he cast the first stone. And he speaks the words of the Father, and everybody drops their rocks one by one. And then Jesus says, where are all your accusers? And she says, they've left. They don't accuse you? No. And Jesus says, neither do I. Go and sin no more. You see, Jesus was going to take away everybody's sins. He was going to be judged. He was going to be condemned for everybody's sins, you see. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John said that and spoke that in John chapter 1, verse 29. And so Christ gave us the example of living dependent on the Father. And so the way he lived dependent on the Father is exactly the way we're to live dependent on him now under grace. Remember, the new covenant is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This has been part one.